It's a legal tangle as complex as the internet itself, the record industry's fight against people sharing copyrighted music online. The record labels have obtained more than 1,000 subpoenas to track down file shares, and now internet companies and at least one targeted music fan are filing their own lawsuits in response. Reporter Susan Stone sorts through some of the legal issues.
The path to Matt Oppenheim's office at the Recording Industry Association of America is lined with the reminders of a time when the record industry wasn't dropping in sales each year. Platinum records from artists like Santana, Fish, and Pearl Jam. Sitting among these cultural relics, Oppenheim, a top legal official for the RIAA, wonders why people just don't seem to understand. Sharing copyrighted music online is wrong.
So if I go buy the new Mary J. Blige album that's going to come out next week, and I make 100 copies on my computer, I can't go to the corner and start handing them out to people that I don't know. That's illegal.
The basis of the record industry's position is a provision of the U.S. Code that says copyright holders have exclusive rights to reproduce and distribute their works. Even record industry opponents concede that point, but they are also quick to point out the matter of fair use, part of the law that says it's okay to replicate a work for personal, educational, or critical use.
Downloading music is not essentially illegal. It really depends on what you're using it for.
Christine Haight Farley is associate professor at American University's Washington College of Law. She teaches classes on copyright, patent, and trademark.
In my intellectual property classes, I have been known to download music and to, for educational purposes, play a song that's associated with litigation that we're discussing.
Matt Oppenheim says the record industry is after the people whose file sharing goes far beyond fair use, those with thousands of songs being offered for distribution to millions of people.
We're targeting individuals based on those who are distributing files illegally. But when we file suit, we will be suing them both for the distribution and the reproduction.
In other words, for now, it's the uploading that's the problem. The next front in the legal war is more complicated. To track down suspected file sharers, the RIAA is using a clause in a 1998 law called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which gave it new subpoena power. The industry can get subpoenas quickly through a court clerk before there's even a lawsuit. The subpoenas can force an internet service provider to hand over the identities of people sharing files online. ISPs are not happy.
It's unprecedented. It essentially takes the same type of power that a law enforcement agency would have and turn that over to a private party.
Sarah Deutsch is vice president and associate general counsel for Verizon. She says the RIAA is operating a subpoena mill and invading the privacy of the ISP's users.
Our research into this case has shown that in the history of this country, there's virtually nothing like this that would allow someone to gain access to your identity in this manner.
The RIAA has filed more than 1,000 of these subpoenas, creating new legal wranglings. Two schools in Massachusetts challenged their subpoenas on the grounds they were out of jurisdiction, and they won. Pacific Bell says the recording industry served subpoenas to the wrong arm of the company in the wrong city. The RIAA says the subpoenas are fair and legal. Get used to them. And the lawsuits that will start in early September, says Matt Oppenheim.
This is now a daily part of our life here. We anticipate monitoring these networks, finding infringers and bringing actions against them as part of our daily anti-piracy activities. And so nobody should think this is a flash-in-the-pan program.
American University's Christine Haight Farley wonders if someday she might end up a target for downloading that song she uses in one of her classes. In 1997, toymaker Mattel sued record label MCA, saying its band Aqua violated a trademark the company held on a popular doll. The song was called Barbie Girl. Mattel lost, and in that platinum record-lined hall at the RIAA, above Phil Collins and just past Elton John, hangs a memorial to that trademark infringement case, Aqua's own multi-million-selling album. It's a reminder that the laws regarding intellectual property are never quite as clear-cut as they seem. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.